This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. I'm Macca, and I'm with Fiona.
Hello. I would like to our next guest is Hoda Afshar, who is actually on the phone from the UK, where she is locked down in London. Welcome to the program, Hoda.
Hello, good morning. Thanks for having me.
That's okay. Thank you. There's been a recent article in The Guardian about your work, which will be exhibited at Photo 2021. The exhibition is called Agonists, and you're exploring the experiences and character of whistleblowers, which is an extraordinary undertaking. Can you tell us more about the exhibition?
Agonists is made of two different components. One is a series of 9 portraits that will be displayed in the city of Melbourne in front of St. Paul's Cathedral. And the other component is a video installation which will be exhibited inside Missing Persons Gallery across the road from where the billboards are in an indoor exhibition space. And they're made of the same collaborators that like the subjects that you see in the photographs. They're in the video too, but it's two different approaches. With the photographs, they're made of 3D statue-like prints, and I use the 3D technology of 110 cameras to make their portraits, and the video is a series of close-ups of like cropped shots of their faces, lips, hands, arms, and so on. It's like testimonies of pieces of them put together as one narrative.
Oh, Hoda, I'm so interested to find out why you chose such a complex way of capturing the likenesses. I mean, you could have, for example, taken portraits, but in actual fact, you've gone to this great extent. What was the rationale behind the reason to use 110 cameras and do the 3D printing?
At the heart of every project that I do, there's this major concern around like the relationship between photography and visibility. And I strongly believe in the power of images in bringing into focus what matters. And the issues that I make work about is often related to marginal communities or people or narratives that have been misrepresented or not represented at all. So it's basically using photography as a way to give a different mode of thinking about those matters and subjects and bring them into the realm of like the visual realm. But in terms of this narrative specifically, it was the first time I was turning the lens of my camera towards the Australians, you know, like the Australians inside the boundaries. And like it required a different mode of imaging to me, because the struggle with visibility in this context was very different. It was the visibility of the action, but people who are in this project or went to the media and they have access to those platforms, but the struggle is with the fact that people, even like the public, that these people sacrificed everything for chooses actively choose to remain oblivious to these matters. And it goes back to many different issues of how these values are defined to us and what's prioritized and so on. So for me, the idea of imaging the whistleblowers, like there was some sort of like conceptually relationship between this idea of truth telling only if you can remain anonymous, like in terms of whistleblowing. So I thought about like the struggle with visibility in the West, which is like now we struggle with too much visibility. We are constantly under surveillance and control and so on. So the idea of body scanning and biometric scanning and so on were something that kind of inspired me from the beginning. The use of new technologies in photography, which is like the opposite of what I often do. I always shoot on analog camera and I use old technologies of image making. So it was the first time I used that technology, but I wanted to reference the idea of surveillance. The idea of using a studio with 110 cameras was a way of addressing that.
Now, of course, there is this incredible video work that you've made that goes along with the exhibition. And, I mean, I have viewed this particular, viewed the work, and it was so affecting, the words of the whistleblowers to talk about what pushed them over the edge, what were the conditions of which they found themselves or saw other people in, where they realised that they had to speak out. And it is such an extraordinarily powerful document that I would encourage anyone to experience it, because that takes the whole conversation about whistleblowers. We read about them in the paper. Of course, Bernard Collery, who is one of your subjects, has won won an award for his speaking out as in the Witness K case. You know, was it so? I know that you you won an award for your photograph of Baruz Pashani in Manus Island. That's where this sort of whole concept of it came forward more when you were shooting in Manus Island. Is that correct?
Yes. That was basically initiated then when I was working with the refugees on Manus Island. And I remember they were telling me stories of people, the Australians who were employed at the time in those detention centres, and whomever that tried to complain or just change things or make the conditions a little bit better, they were immediately dismissed and put on a flight, sent back to Australia, threatened with 2 years jail time if they speak about what they witnessed in the detention centres. And when they told me this story, I found it really difficult to believe. And I think the initial ideas shaped there, like the curiosity, basically. And later on, I collaborated for this project when the Photo 2021 Festival approached me to commission me. Immediately, I thought of whistleblowing, which was something that was in the background, you know, like I was thinking about it and I couldn't think of anything more relevant to the theme of the festival, which I ended up collaborating with Claire Loughnan, a researcher in the Department of Criminology at Melbourne University. And she helped me a lot in understanding the history of it and what's going on and like the policies around it. And it was really important for me to look at different governmental organizations and practices, not just the immigration. And the more we digged into it, the more I found. And like, for me, I like to go into these narratives with a certain level of naivety. I don't approach the ideas when I know everything about it. I want it to be from the perspective also of like someone who is not necessarily a political scientist or a citizen, like a normal citizen. And for me, this is like quite interesting to know how close you can get to these structures of power and how much you can get access. And it's a form of like practicing, you know, our democratic rights. And that's what I'm really interested in.
Well, Hoda, we have actually run short of time. I really appreciate you telling us more about your work, and I'm so sorry you won't be able to be here for the exhibition.
That's all right.
Which is going to open, I believe, at the end of this week, come COVID or no COVID, in Melbourne. Hoda, thank you so much. We look forward to seeing the work, and I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye.
Cheers.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.